push down with the other, and haul myself up. My God, I've not had a hangover this bad in nearly 20 years, since I was a student. I moan and rub my head before looking down at myself in confusion. I'm wearing pyjamas, the wax jacket my husband refers to as my mummy mac, and an old pair of trainers. Where am I? My speech is slurred. I can hear it. I can feel it, as if my tongue is a fat, useless slug.
We are here.
Yes, but where is here? I look around me, completely confused. It's dark outside. I turn back to the blurry head.
You have to pay me now.
He has a foreign accent I can't place.
Pay me now, please. £400.
Did he just say £400?
In your pocket.
He points at me, impatiently. I stare at him stupidly, my mouth still slightly open. He's young, only in his mid-twenties, thin, a concave chest under a cheap, grubby jumper, with dark, greasy hair and darting eyes, waiting anxiously.
Come on.
He rubs his thumb and finger together and points at my coat again. I reach slowly into one of the pockets and, to my surprise, withdraw a tight roll of notes that has an elastic band around the middle.
Ah,
he exclaims with satisfaction. Obediently, I hold it out and he snatches it from me, pulling the band off and quickly shuffling through the notes, counting under his breath.
£400 exactly, thank you.
He reaches up and clicks the interior light off. For a moment, I'm blind. It's only as my eyes begin to adjust I can see that it's actually starting to turn light outside. The sky is an electric blue, blending down first into yellow and then orange hues almost too perfectly, as if it's been airbrushed. My gaze drops to the dark horizon line slicing through the orange, and a wide expanse of indigo and silvery sea. I gasp as I realise we're on a cliff, overlooking a bay. The tide is in, rolling relentlessly onto a small, exposed stretch of beach on my right. On the opposite side of the hill sits a large hotel, the ground floor windows all lit up. Probably the staff are starting to prepare for the day ahead while the guests are still asleep. I know this place. I've been here before, many times. This is our place. We're in Cornwall, I say in disbelief. But how... I spin around urgently and look out of the back window. What the hell am I doing in Cornwall? I say, frightened. The man shrugs.
You have to get out now.
Get out? I say. What do you mean? I have no idea what I'm doing here. I reach into my jacket pockets. They are completely empty. No phone, no keys, no purse. I look about me wildly, starting to panic. How did I even get into your car? Where did you pick me up from? The man looks at me curiously, as if he's not sure whether I'm joking or not. I was at my house in Kent, right? I question him frantically. I was at home, I know I was. Theo and Chloe, I exclaim suddenly. My children, where are my children? I lean forward and grab the edge of his sleeve. Unnerved, he shakes me off.
I don't know anything. I just drove you here like I was asked. Get out of the car.
But...
No.
He refuses, leaning over and flinging open the back door. He gives me a shove. I half fall out, planting my feet down onto soft earth as the shock of the cold air sucks into my gut, and I vomit.
Not on the seats!
He shouts angrily. I hang there for a moment, spit dangling from my lip as I try to catch my breath. But he pushes me again, harder this time, and I stumble to a stand. He quickly yanks the door shut behind me, turns, starts the engine and roars off. It's obvious all he wants to do is get as far away as possible. I watch him helplessly, the wind whipping my hair across my face and making my eyes water as I stand on the exposed hilltop next to the coastal path, completely disorientated. I don't understand. I went to bed at my house last night. I know I did. How on earth am I now at the other end of the country? I need help.